Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, cycling to commute from St Albans station is a success story. When I first commuted in the 1990s, there were a couple of bikes chained to the railings on the platform, and that was it. Scroll forward 30 years, and now 1,116 cycle parking spaces are available at the station. Only Cambridge has more cycle parking than St Albans Station. And with parking restrictions on some roads near the station coming into force on December the 3rd, it looks like even more commuters will be dusting down their bikes and cycling to the station. Fortunately, there are plans to improve cycle provision at St Albans City Station in the pipeline. Now, at a recent public meeting held by St Albans Cycle Campaign, Larry Heyman, local development manager for Thameslink and Great Northern Govia Thameslink Railway, spoke about plans to improve the cycle provision at St Albans City Station. So I took the opportunity to invite Larry and St Albans Cycle Campaign representative Rona Whiteman into the studio to discuss the current issues and the plans to make things better. Larry, thank you for joining me. So before we talk about cycle facilities, I can just hear listeners out there shouting at me to ask you whether, after all the chaos in the summer, whether you have any more timetable changes planned.
And yes, there are going to be. From Monday the 10th of December, we're going to introduce the full May timetable for weekdays that we had planned to launch on the 20th of May that went so disastrously wrong.
And you've made the necessary changes so that they will be wonderfully right now?
As far as humanly possible, the answer is yes. We're confident that everything that we can do will be accurate and that they will roll out as planned. But it's worth mentioning that today, the day we're recording this, we had two overrunning engineering works, one in Bedford and one in the Wimbledon area, which was completely outside our control and gave a lot of our passengers a not very good commute into work this morning.
OK, so there's always going to be things outside your control, but for all those things within your control, you feel that you've done everything to make, hopefully, the next lot of timetable changes smooth. I'm sure a lot of commuters will be relieved to hear that. Now, moving on to cycling then. Do you know how many people actually cycle to St Albans Station each day? What kind of percentage of the commuter total is it?
We get roughly 6% of our passengers cycling to and from the station, and that translates in St Albans to around about 700 to 800 per day.
Right, OK. And Rona, do you know how that compares to the cycle figures generally about the district?
Typically about 2% or 3% of work journeys, that sort of commuting, is by bike in the district. It's noticeably higher on the side of St Albans that's flatter and nearer to the station. So I think there is some influence there.
Okay. Well, so it's good to know then that actually the commuters are making a real effort to cycle then, which is great. So, Rona, what would you say are the issues that people cycling to the stations have? What do you think are their major concerns?
Well, the first issue really is the cycling network in St Albans. And as I've already mentioned, it's noticeably higher cycling figures where you can have easy access to the Alban Way. So there's getting to the station and getting actually into the station. The area around the station is quite congested and busy. And then once you're at the station, obviously, if you're not taking your bike with you, you want to be able to find a place to park it and to find your bike there when you get back. So security is a concern.
Right. OK, so those are the issues then, Larry. Are you planning to do anything? Let's start with cycle security. Are you planning anything there?
Yes, we are planning to do quite a lot, specifically to introduce secure cycle hubs. We don't have any at St Albans at the moment. What we do have is a trial that we implemented in the past year where we've effectively caged a couple of areas we've managed to substantially reduce the incidence of theft in those areas. The new cycle hubs, one of which will be in the Ridgement Road car park, and at least one of which will be on the station wayside of the station, will be completely secure. There'll be access by swipe card only, and incidentally the swipe card will be free. The areas will be well lit, they'll be covered by high quality digital CCTV, and they will be as secure as they possibly can be.
Okay.
Much better than what we have at the moment.
Okay, so how many cycles will you be able to get in there? It sounds as if this isn't for all the cycles.
No, it isn't, because this will appeal particularly to regular rail users who will have the swipe card. We need to make provision for occasional users who simply want to be able to find somewhere they can leave their bike in a reasonably secure environment close to the station.
Right. Okay. Then, so you say it won't cost anything to park here. We'll have to apply for one of these swipe cards. Will that be done with your season ticket, for example?
Yeah. In fact, since about a year ago, we launched the key, and the key is a swipe card which replaces the paper season ticket. Those people that have changed over to it have found it infinitely better than the paper product, particularly because it doesn't lose its encode
right. All
the time. Exactly that same swipe card will get access to the cycle parking.
OK, that's good to know. And have you tried this kind of cycle parking at other stations? Is it working there?
It's worked very well. Our southern sisters have implemented it at places like Dorking and Brighton. And initially, they did actually charge for a swipe card. That didn't work well. People lost their cards, which was a problem. So they converted to the key. And since then, it's worked really, really well.
OK, so we've learned a few lessons from elsewhere on the network, which is good to know. Now, quite a lot of cyclists at the minute, they benefit from the work of the cycle repairman who's there next to the entrance to the station. Will he be relocating or will you still be able to find him there?
He won't be exactly where he is now because that's going to be a convenience store. So he will be relocated, and we're, as a company, working with Mike Naramore to find a suitable location.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Now, you've mentioned the there will still be places for casual cycling. Anything to improve the security there?
The main thing that we can do to improve security, one is obviously to make sure our CCTV is working and that the picture quality is as it should be. But the other thing is a plea that I would make to all cyclists, and that is whatever amount of money you spend on your bike, don't please skimp on a decent lock.
Yeah.
Get a decent D-ring lock and make sure that you use it every time you leave your bike at the station, please.
Right, OK, that's surely good advice for wherever you are parking. Now, Rona has said that obviously for approaching the station on your bicycle, this is where a lot of people have concerns. Are you going to do anything to make the station environs more welcoming and more safe for cyclists?
Yes, particularly on the Ridgement Road side, where we're working with our colleagues at Hertfordshire County Council, specifically Hertfordshire Highways. They have a scheme which they're working on, which will integrate with our own scheme to improve the access to the Ridgement Road side of the station, which will greatly improve both walking routes and cycle routes.
Yes, because of course we don't want to forget about pedestrians here. They're still an important part of the community population. And actually, there are some places, for example, crossing over the entrance and the exit to the car park, where sometimes it feels like pedestrian safety is a little compromised there. Have you got any improvements in line there?
Yes, at the moment the walking route is around the perimeter, and it's not the direct line of route that people would generally choose to use. So a lot of people cut straight across, and there is a conflict with motorised traffic, which really isn't as it should be, and we're determined to resolve that.
Well, that's good to know as well. So, Rona, you've taken your bicycle on trains. What do you feel about the cycle provision once you get onto a train, if you choose to take your bicycle with you?
Well, certainly with the new trains, there's a very nice space. There's three tip-up seats, so you can put your bike there. There's straps for securing it, and there's a bicycle logo on the outside of the train, so you can find it. I think the sort of suggested improvements we would suggest to Larry, because he's very open and he's good to work with, would be perhaps to enhance the stickers or the signage inside the train to make it more obvious it's for bikes. And also, it would be quite helpful to know, I don't know if this is possible, where the bike carriage is going to be, so that when you're on the platform, you're lined up ready to board.
Okay, that sounds like some quite interesting ideas. Larry, is there anything that you can do about those?
Yes, I think there is. First of all, in relation to where is the bike location going to be, we're already marking up the areas where the wheelchair accessible part of the train is, and I will suggest to my colleagues we do something similar for cyclists. As you will be aware, full-size bikes cannot be taken on the trains at peak times.
Of course, yes.
But outside peak and any time, weekends and public holidays, we welcome them. We do incidentally allow people to carry folding bikes at any time, so that's a good option. But what I will do, again, is to ask my colleagues to see what can be done to improve the signage so that it's clearer for cyclists and it's clearer for non-cyclists as well.
OK, well, all good to hear then. So it sounds like there's lots of improvements there. Larry, all happening over. When can we expect these improvements to come online, actually? I haven't spoken about that. Is this soon or...?
The improvements at St Albans, we've just had planning approval, which I think is something that has happened since the meeting that I came to a few weeks ago. And that's great news. So we're now preparing for the contractor to start work, hopefully before the year end. The work is going to take approximately a year.
Right.
I would say by this time next year, we should see the fruits of our plans.
OK, so we should be seeing the secure cycle hub somewhere end of 2019. Yeah.
Definitely.
OK, excellent. And in the meantime, you'll be working with groups like the St Albans Cycle Campaign to ensure that you're on track with cycle facilities?
Definitely, the company will continue to do that. Worth mentioning that I retire at the end of January. However, I live in St Albans, so I'll try and maintain my association with the St Albans Cycle Campaign Group.
Excellent. Well, and hopefully you'll be reaping the benefits of the improvements of the station
as
well.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Larry, Rona, thank you very much indeed for joining me. And I was talking there to Larry Heyman of Govia Thameslink and Rona Whiteman of St Albans Cycle Campaign. Now, the 10th annual Childrickbury Christmas Market will be this Saturday, the 24th, and Sunday, the 25th of November. In the beautifully restored 19th century horse stalls and tack rooms, this is a unique setting for a wide variety of lovely Christmas gifts. Now, there are going to be no mass-produced plastic stuff here, but lots of one-off and beautiful gifts to keep and cherish, including fine art, stained glass, jewellery, quilts, clothing, tableware and handmade pottery. Now, there's going to be lots of local favourites there, like Far Brewery, Redbourne Bury Mill with their lovely baked goods and Chilton cold-pressed rapeseed oils. And also the Wood Hedgehog Sanctuary from Harpenden will be there raising money for their great cause. There's going to be lots of fresh cooked food, including pizza and mulled wine, and this will be available all weekend. Now, just in case you don't know, the Childrickbury Estate is out on the Harpenden Road, on your left-hand side as you're leaving St Albans, and apparently it's AL36JU, Childrickbury apparently is what the sat-nav responds to, so you can try that. And that's this Saturday and Sunday between 10 and 5. A great place to go if you're looking for some lovely, slightly unusual Christmas gifts. And just a reminder that you can also enjoy the Earthworks Christmas Fair and Open Day this Saturday. That's from 12 till 3 at their Hicksbury Lane site. There's going to be handmade seasonal crafts for sale, refreshments, and also, oh, Santa is going to be making an early visit there as well. And there's going to be some wonderful festive craft activities. And I don't know if you saw, but on social media, Earthworks were sharing some pictures of the lovely, rustic-looking reindeer decorations that they've already been creating to make our houses look lovely over the festive period. So that's on this Saturday, 12 till 3, Earthworks, their Hicksbury Lane site. Now remember that you can listen now to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts, and you'll find there all the podcasts of Environment Matters, but also of the other fantastic Radio Verulam shows, things like the Parent Show. They've got their podcast there, all sorts of wonderful things that you can listen to. And you can also subscribe to receive the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. And you can follow me on Twitter at RV_environment, where you'll get a heads up about what's coming up on the show and a few other local environmental issues. And you'll find us on Facebook too. Do like our page there. Drop me a line if you've got any ideas about things that we could cover on the show, or indeed comments about things that we have already covered. Now you can email me at amanda@radioverulam.com. We do always love to hear from you. Now I'm going to be back at the same time next week, when we're going to be really getting kick-started on the Christmas thing, looking at how you can green your Christmas, things like presents, how you can kick out the plastic, perhaps even make the food a little bit more sensible, sustainable. That's all on this show next week. So I'm going to be back at the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.